Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, we know the bird's a pony. You just heard Boomer Esiason talking about it. Sam Darnold obviously struggled. So it will be those Los Angeles Rams. Rams really took apart Minnesota and Sam Darnold last night. Eagles-Rams Sunday at 3. We'll talk about it all day. Let's be real. We'll talk about it all week, the rest of the week, up until Sunday at 3. And your reaction today to know of who we're going to see the Birds play and obviously what lies ahead. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Pomology is the study of fruit.
Didn't know it. Won't remember it. Doesn't apply to me because I barely eat them.
Well, that's wrong of me.
I study other people.
It should apply to you.
I should.
You should become a pomologist.
You're kind of sickly. A lot of things different. I got to stop wearing the glasses. I realized yesterday we're constantly on social media.
Why are you continuing to do this?
Just resting the eyes.
Why do you have to rest the eyes?
Because I leave the contacts in for too long.
Oh, well, then stop doing that and you won't have to wear the glasses,
right? I did. But the problem is,
if you just wear the contacts on the normal schedule and you don't leave them in your eyes longer than you should, then you'll never have to do the glasses.
That is the conundrum. All right, hello everybody. So let me ask this question: how are we feeling about those L.A. Rams? I mean, I got to tell you, what a draw! What a draw!
Unbelievable!
What a draw! I mean, knowing what it could have been all year. So first off, Minnesota wasn't legit. Because the fear all year. Fear is a little strong, but the
concern
all year was if you're not the one seed, you're the two seed, and you're going to have to face either Detroit or Minnesota. And that might be a problem. And then that didn't manifest, like, literally at all. Like, that didn't manifest.
Yeah.
So we'll take a reaction to, there's really a couple different things going on here. 215.
Well, the quarterback fell apart. Actually disintegrated before our eyes in the last two games, the games that mattered the most, the one against the Lions that they had to get, they had to win to get the two,
the one seed.
And now last night, that was Darnold showing, my gosh,
he
how much
brutal.
Money did he
that's
lose?
What, so that's what I was thinking. I'm like watching him, like hundreds of millions of dollars are falling away from
did
this
guy.
Did
he lose 100 million?
I think he did. I think he lost the opportunity to start next year, possibly. Now, there are so many
He'll start.
You would think he would still be offered a chance. All it takes is one team, one desperate team.
He'll start.
But the problem is he gets to seeing ghosts. You know, in the pocket, you blitz him. What the Rams did, they just got a little bit multiple, brought blitzes from all over the place and showed him new looks, even that the old head wasn't ready for, and he fell apart. And it felt like Kevin O'Connell also, the coach, the offensively minded coach, who was so quarterback looking, like the most quarterback looking coach I've ever seen. You can tell that guy played quarterback. He looked like he was shell-shocked from the punishment in the pocket.
I think he was shocked. So the biggest thing to me that stood out, I mean, there's two different things. The quarterback won throwing the ball, but then the quarterback would just
get rid of it, man.
Just throw the ball away.
So like second and eight. Seriously, how does that make you feel watching that seasoned veteran, who I was just saying yesterday is good only because of the experience he has accrued, everything that he's seen, even Sam Darnold, who is an old head, gets just torn apart by blitzes.
He got crushed.
Looks like he knows nothing of the sort what to do. Complete like it dumb decision after dumb decision after dumb decision.
Yep.
Our quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. Our quarterback actually you try to blitz him and he's more likely going to burn you, and if you're trying to run man behind it and you've got your back to him, he's going to burn you and go score a touchdown.
Jalen's so much better than Sam Darnold.
So
much better.
Yes, it really does make you feel good about our chances because we know that defenses aren't going to try to do that the same way against us. Now, they'll try to do different things.
Yeah.
But man, Sam Darnold, poor guy. Seems like a nice man.
He wrecked his team's chances. He single-handedly wrecked their chance.
No one on that team cares that he's a nice man.
He crushed
them. Right, because they resent Sam Darnold in Minnesota.
So, look, we'll take your reaction to the reality that it's the Eagles versus the Los Angeles Rams. Obviously, a rematch from about 2 months ago. We'll take your reactions on the phone line, 215-592-9494. If you missed the game, and I'm always cognizant early in the day, you know, there's any number of people that may have missed it, particularly as it went on later last night. Bottom line is, I'll give you two things bottom line from last night's game. Darnold was horrible and that sunk Minnesota, but the Rams are pretty damn impressive. So, do I love the draw? Yes, I love the draw. But I'm also cognizant of the fact the Rams are probably better than they were a month and a half, 2 months ago when the Eagles played them. I mean, they did look a lot better. With that said, it's still a great draw. Let's be real. About the divisional round up ahead, one team's kind of, I don't want to say screwed, it's a strong way to put it, but one team's in a tough spot that's a one or a two seed. Buffalo has to face Baltimore. That's brutal. Brutal. The other three that are top one or two seeds all have what should be, a somewhat comfortable victory. KC, obviously, against Houston, that should be a layup. Detroit versus Washington, Eagles versus the Rams. This is a great draw for the Eagles, and it presents a scenario where the Eagles are very likely to get their way into the Final Four, and good for that and for them, and away they should go to what should then be just a freaking hellacious Final Four, all right? But my thought on the Eagles versus the Rams is awesome. Go get it.
I felt that way yesterday, that it would be awesome if we drew the Rams. And then watching the game,
yeah, they look good.
The game last night, they did look. Wow,
my opinion changed too, John. Yeah. I definitely went from wanting to play the Vikings wanting to play the Rams to wanting to play the Vikings. As the
I
game
wanted
went
to
on.
Play the Vikings all along.
Yeah, you did. You said it. You
we
said
got,
it.
You know, the last time we played him, remember November 24th, Saquon went for 300 plus total yards, and he was completely unstoppable. It was like 255 on the ground at 9.8 a carry with a couple touchdowns. Also, like 47 through the air, but he was the key.
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
This Rams team, they've got that extra oomph right now, that's for sure.
You know what I like, though, John?
They're a community. Remember when New Orleans, they bonded over,
Katrina?
The tragedy, and their team became
You're giving the Rams that status?
John, I'm kind of with you.
That
was the biggest thing that I took away at the end of the game last night. I didn't think about it going in, but when they did that, this was for L.A., did this, like, that is galvanizing.
Watching
it is.
Andrew Whitworth.
Did the 06 Saints win the Super Bowl? No. Did the 01 Yankees win the World Series?
No, I'm not saying it's going to carry them to a title. I'm just saying it was more that I felt like I should have factored it into evaluating last night's game.
Factored into last night's game, and I hope it doesn't continue to factor in. I think it's too much for them to overcome. The shortness
that's
of
a tough
the
spot,
week,
man.
The emotion.
That they have already been on the road traveling, even though they were supposed to be at home
That's
for
tough.
That game.
That's tough.
It's just, man, it's so much to over.
All right,
overwhelming.
So your reaction to last night's game as it relates to the Eagles, knowing that it will be the Rams, who did look impressive. I love the fact that what Stafford's good at, the Eagles are great at. Stafford's a really good passer. The Eagles are really phenomenal at stopping passing. So I like that aspect of the matchup. So take your thoughts on the Eagles versus the Rams, obviously Sunday at 3. Your phone call is 215-592-9494. Now, I'm also curious what else is on everyone's mind as we look over the horizon, and as we look back. So when I say look back, I'm talking about 2 days ago, the game. I'm talking about the whole season, four and a half months, whatever it's been. I'm talking about our show and our station yesterday. There was a lot of consternation going on. And, of course, I'm also talking about looking ahead, and not just the Rams, but the big picture. You know, the next 4 weeks. Because in 4 weeks, this thing can be a title. And it has a great shot to be. What else is on your mind? What stands out to you about the birds, the win, and the situation as it relates to the future? You know, whether it's, 5 days or hopefully 4 weeks. Look, here's the main thing I'll say. And again, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I would encourage everyone, as it relates to the consternation yesterday, for everyone to take a breath. The Eagles are a great team. Whether you are a major Jalen, I don't know, supporter is not the right
believer.
Word. Believer. Whether you're a major Jalen believer or you have some doubts or serious doubts, the Eagles are still a great team, and they have a phenomenal shot to win it all. You know, Hurts will, I think even the doubters would acknowledge that Hurts is extremely likely to play better, probably much better. The rust factor was probably a real element of what we saw out there 2 days ago. And you still have, with one chink in the armor, you still have the triumvirate that has made this team great all year. Defense, offensive line, and Saquon. Now, the chink in the armor is Nakobe, and that's a bummer. That's a bummer. He's out for the year. You know, I don't worry about it as much against the Rams, but I do think about it when the Eagles will face some teams that bring a more complex situation to the table. Detroit, obviously, some of their play calling, their ability to run and pass is excellent. Kansas City is Kansas City. Buffalo and Baltimore. I mean, whichever one the Eagles get if they get to the Super Bowl. So that is a disappointment. But we also know this, and we know this doesn't apply to most teams left, and I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but we know this. The Eagles having 21 of their 22 starters available is unusual. Like, even though Nakobe's out, we can still say the Eagles are, for the most part, extremely healthy. So they're great. They're healthy. Like two of the other teams in the final eight, they've got a good draw for the divisional round. They're going to be, I think, in the final four. And I think everyone should take a little bit of a breath given the consternation that was in the air yesterday. Jalen will be better, and he's got a good shot to be much better. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all of it. How you feel the Eagles versus the Rams?
Everyone else needs to be better, too. The wide receivers need to be open. The offensive line needs to protect. Everyone on that offense needs to get their act in gear.
All right.